Pittsburgh Section, National Council of Jewish Women. In your relationship with being a doctor and the patient, can you tell us something about how you treated the patient-doctor relationship in your office?
Well, one of the major concepts I had in relation to the practice of medicine, and one that I learned, I think, from my father very early in my life, was that nothing that ever happened in the office should come to the outside of the office. So that it was my practice that after taking a history or follow-up notes and so on, which I did in fair considerable detail, I immediately blanked that out from my mind after the patient left the office. So that, in a way, it was a burden because I would often forget names and forget events. But it did ensure that nothing that ever happened in the office would ever go beyond that door. And I think that this is something that all doctors do, but was of extreme importance to me. But it has, I believe, influenced many things in relation to my social life, in that I have difficulty remembering things that that happened because of the practice I had made earlier. But I wanted to say a few things about a friend whom I've mentioned earlier, Dr. Florence Marcus, who has had a very great impact on my career, I would say. I've already mentioned that it was she who suggested my name as a consultant to the Department of Public Assistance, and she also was one who invited me to, or encouraged me to go on the staff of Planned Parenthood. And in every way, all through my medical career, she was of great help to me. And Dr. Marcus has had a very interesting past history herself, in that she finished her high school degree in order, long after she would normally have done so, because of circumstances in home that prevented her from doing her schoolwork at the usual time, went into nursing school, and subsequently, after a certain length of time I'm not aware of, became the head of my father's private hospital, which he opened in the 20s. Somewhere in the 20s.
What was the name of that hospital?
It was called the Wexner Maternity Hospital, because the his obstetrical practice was so great that he couldn't accommodate all of his patients at the old Monitor Hospital.
Where was this hospital?
The old Monitor?
No, the Wexner.
Oh, on Neville Street, 540, I'm not going to add the address, but it's about one door from Samson's on Neville Street, across from, like near the, I think it's across from the Sophie's parking lot in that neighborhood. It still stands, it's a little apartment house now.
How long was the hospital?
Well, he opened it, I think it must have been in the early 20s, and he, when the new Monitor was built, he gave it up.
When was the new Monitor?
Well, it started in 29, I guess. It opened up in 29, I think. Sorry, in 29. And Dr. Marcus was my father's head nurse, and they had their own nursing department. And she was always interested in medical school, and she got a great deal of encouragement by my father to go along and attempt it, and I believe she went to one of the little colleges around to get her high school credits or whatever she needed, and then went to Pitt and went into medicine, and she practiced general practice with emphasis on OB and pediatrics, I believe, on Liberty Avenue.
By herself?
Yes, she was a solo practitioner.
She practiced about 18 years before she went to Arthur.
Then she, I don't remember how long, I don't know those details, but she went, she was on the staff, I believe, of Montefiore, and also, she interned at Montefiore, and also Shadyside Hospital, and was held in high repute by all of her colleagues. She decided then that medicine needed more preventive accents and went to Harvard Public Health School.
Bless you.
And she went to Alaska to public health. And after her return, she was, she started the project in on the north side for a sort of public kind of project for the poor.
Northview Heights.
At Northview Heights, and I think that is still in existence.
You know when that was? Wasn't that a public housing that she was the doctor there?
Yes, that's correct. That's correct. Right.
That she started the medical part of this public housing.
Yeah.
That's correct. And she has always had an interest in psychiatry, and she is now, and has been for a number of years, been on the staff in the psychiatry department at St. Francis Hospital.
Was Montefiore the only hospital you were on the staff?
Well, I was on the staff at Shadyside for several years, many years ago.
In allergy?
Yes.
So is Dr. Marcus now retired?
No, she is still working. She's still working. So she's going to be 79
years old. In private practice?
No, only at St. Francis.
She works with the patients at St. Francis who can come in early in the morning. She goes over early and works till about noon.
7 to 12. She's there at 7 o'clock in the morning.
These people wouldn't be able to come later in the day or at night. So she really does
well. And we're told she has the largest caseload of any one of the departments. The usual thing that happens to women.
Right.
But she works with the psychiatric.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
In your lifetime, would you say that you have been in relatively good health?
Yes, I would
never
say
had
I,
any
I would
serious?
Say I've been in excellent health. Yeah. One operation, that's it.
When was that?
It was gallbladder in 1958. I've got down to about 35 now. It's too big a drug.
We better put it because we didn't discuss before. What is this hobby we're talking about now? Plants.
Plants, yes. I got interested in plants right after my retirement, I suppose, and started growing them in water. And I had about 20 or so growing in water. And some of them did very well. That one right there is about 8 years old and hasn't, you know, still growing. And I have several that are quite a number of years old, and it's an interesting kind of thing, but they aren't as vigorous when they're grown in water for the most part. So I transplanted a lot of them to soil, and I've sort of continued with the soil. And I'm interested in things that will grow and grow well. This Norfolk pine was about a foot high at the most. Mm-hmm. I got about 2 years or three years ago, and as you see now, it's over 3 feet high. And that Christmas cactus was one that you could buy in the 5 and 10 for maybe 89 cents, and it's quite luxurious. And we've had very good luck with our friends, and mm-hmm. enjoyed them very much. Except that they're an awful lot of work.
Thank you very much. I think that we've enjoyed this, and I'm glad you are a participant here, Doctor.